So I want to move on and talk about several other issues before we conclude on this topic. And one, Doug, I was curious specifically about the issue of management of patients who develop pleural effusion on dasatinib. We talked a little bit about that, and I wanted to kind of get a little more about the clinical feel of how you think this situation through. Could you just very, very briefly present your 56-year-old man in terms of what happened and what you did?
Yeah, the 56-year-old who presented with, I think, low to intermediate risk disease from the standpoint of a Sokal score. White count was not markedly up, 47,000. Platelets were slightly up at 510,000. And he did have a spleen that was easily palpable in presentation, but he seemed to be well and did not really have significant other medical issues. Started on a second-generation drug as first-line therapy, so he was started on dasatinib at 100 milligrams a day. And, you know, early on achieved a very nice response hematologically and cytogenetically, had a very good response. Unfortunately, patient doing well, but about a year and a half out, begins to show some dyspnea issues, some breathing issues, treated by a local physician for a possible pneumonia, bronchitis, even though there wasn't a lot of cough. And it turns out that when we saw him back for his routine testing and had these complaints, he had effusions noted on x-ray. So we were sort of faced with the idea of he had a very nice response, achieved a major molecular response, doing well, tolerating the drug very nicely, 100 milligrams a day, but unfortunately had developed effusions.
So just very, very briefly, I want to go right down the line here in just 30 seconds or less. What do you think you might do, Dave?
You know, I would try a diuretic to see if it could be managed that way. Many patients are able to continue the drug, especially those with smaller effusions. But if it's refractory to diuretic therapy, then you need to switch treatment.
But just to be clear, because, you know, to me, in a way, intuitively, it seems like, why would you want to go back on it? Why not? You have another great drug. Why not switch it? But you would try to treat it symptomatically and restart the dasatinib.
I would do, because it sounds like this patient is, other than the effusions, tolerating the drug pretty well, achieving milestones. So it is often a manageable complication. It should be contrasted with pulmonary hypertension, which you definitely have to stop the drug then if that develops.